Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got social media etiquette and an aggressive coworker. Go check it out. Enjoy. Share with friends. And welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it one more GD time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you. I'm meeting you. I'm out in these streets. I was just in St. Louis. What a great time. Great crowd.
He went to Jared.
That's right. You went to Jared. You came out to Jared in St. Louis town. I didn't even know we had listeners there. You came out. I had people driving from Kansas City. That's a drive.
They're saying, fuck the football game. Let's.
He went to Jared.
Shelby really sat back as if that was going to be the greatest mic drop of all time.
I can add fireworks in post. Doctor this whole thing up.
You can really fool. He'll cut out this whole section. The St. Louis show was fun. We just great crowd that came out. I'm happy we went. Michelle Wolf was our special guest. Such a fun time. We're doing more on the road, so be on the lookout for those. It's so cool to see who listens, meet the people that like the show, and you know, there's a connection. We're putting together a community of sorts. Yes. We're just all feathering each other's nuts all over this great nation. That's what it was. If you come to a live show, we all just get on all fours, everyone in a line, and we just have feathers in our mouths.
Feather those nuts.
That's what we do every single show. So it is really nice to be out there and see you. And keep spreading the word. That's how this thing gets out. That's how we meet new listeners. It's the podcast world. I get it. You say to someone, hey, you got to hear this podcast. No. And then they automatically put a knife to your throat and they go, I'm not a podcast person.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know why they do that? Because they're behind. They feel slow. They feel stupid. It's honestly what it is. People used to do that with ATMs. I don't use ATMs. You know what? No one admits to that now, but they're out there. Idiots. Listen, internet in the car is coming. You're going to want a podcast. It's going to be push button in a few years. So be on this train now. The J Train, the King of Brunch, the Wizard of Weddings, the Sultan of Swipes, Prince of Promos, the Climax Czar, Wizard of Oz. I'm here for you Tuesdays and Fridays. We don't miss a day. Some of your podcasts, they might be doing best ofs right now. Not me. I'm here whispering sweet nothings into your ear, taking your problems. And the emails, whoo, they're getting better and better. They're fantastic. So keep telling your friends, keep telling your coworkers, anyone with ears, we'll take them. Very excited about today's guest. She's making a comeback to the show. The show goes so long. I knew you had been on before.
Yeah, but like years.
An OKP, years back. To say years back is crazy.
Yeah.
Kara Klank, thank you for coming
on. Thank you so much for having me back.
It's so good to have you.
Thank you.
It's the crowd here at the J Train Studios.
I love doing a podcast for a live crowd in your apartment.
They stay very quiet during my intro because I hold the knife that people hold to your throat when you tell them a podcast. Make it your Instagram story. That's what I wanted to say. Make it your Instagram story. Screenshot right now. Tag a bitch. T-A-B. Tag a bitch. Tag me. I'll heart you back. The studio audience stays very quiet during my intro, and that's how I like it.
That's great.
We don't make eye contact. Now they get into it. Now the energy starts. You feel it.
You have a warm-up comic, too. Yeah. That's helpful. Yeah.
Shelby does warm-up. Shelby goes up and is like, where are you from to all of them, right?
Women do be shopping.
Women do be shopping. He does this famous... Shelby does his famous women be shopping bit. Kara's, you got an album coming out?
Yep. I got my first stand-up album coming out. It's called Undefeated. It's available pre-sale on iTunes, guys.
Go get it.
You just got to sign up for a presale. I don't even know if you get charged until it comes out in like a month. And then I get like a little bump on iTunes. It's helpful. Thank you.
This is all helpful stuff. And listen, I say with podcasts, it's a circle.
Yeah.
We put out the stuff. You listen to it. A place like iTunes where you can just listen, Apple Music, all those places. You're going to probably be on Pandora and all those.
Yeah,
places.
Yeah. It's going to be all there.
You know, the more we live in an era where there's ways to help people that you enjoy that aren't, you know, monetary ones. Uh-huh. That's liking something.
Yeah.
Tagging a friend on an Instagram photo. Going and subscribing to Kara on Instagram, at Kara Clank. And I have a lot of people that tweet at me. They're like, I found these people via you.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's why we have the show. That's why every episode is different, to get you different personalities, different perspectives.
Yeah, spread
and
that
you are
love.
You're pregnant.
I am. I'm knocked all the way up.
You're knocked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy, shock
guys,
crowd.
It's okay. I'm married. I'm in my 30s.
This is
all right.
This is all
I don't
part
need
of
a
the
ride.
Plan. Yeah. So how do you feel? Are you scared?
No,
excited?
I feel really good. I mean, I'm doing great so far.
Yeah.
Like I'm 7 months and I feel really good and healthy and happy and energetic, and I don't know. I feel bad. Some people have really terrible times with it, but I'm a success story.
It's
I guess,
really a
so
roll
far.
Of the dice, I guess. Yeah,
yeah,
people get really yeah. upset. I know that, like, you know, you hear about like it was the worst experience. Some people have easy
yeah.
experience.
Yeah,
I you know,
right. And like some women are like, they lay it on too thick. They're like, yeah. I just love being pregnant. I'm so in touch with my body. I'm like, no, I don't like love it, but I'm like doing great.
You and know, you
like
live in LA.
Yeah, and
you
I live in LA.
See a ton of that.
Yes,
I love it.
Well, you know what I get in LA too? When I tell people the due date, they go Aries. Everybody tells me what the baby sign is going to be, and I'm like,
get
yeah,
out of here.
Yeah, I guess. No one in New York has ever fucking said that to me, but in LA, everyone's like, good sign. Very good sign. Yeah.
In New York, they're like, so is everything okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, just making sure. There, they're like, you gotta.
In New York, they're like, are you getting lots of seats on the subway? That's great.
That's a big deal.
That's it's like your free pass.
The Aries thing, I'd be like, oh, immediate. I guess I'll never speak to you
yeah,
again.
Yeah. People are big into astrology out there.
I can't.
Numerology, astrology,
what's
all
numerology?
What's your birthday?
February 21st.
So February 21st. So you're a three because your birthday is 2 + 1 = 3.
See, now you're just inventing shit.
That's like
that's one of those
numerology.
That's
though.
Somebody that's
so it's
confident.
Like everybody is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I guess.
Now I'm a three. I can introduce yeah, myself yeah, as a three. Yeah. What the fuck
but
is this?
Threes are really creative, I was told.
Are they?
Yeah, because my sister's a three. Like, they're supposed to be really creative. I don't know. Somebody
yeah,
told me this bullshit.
You know,
I looked
I
it up for 2 seconds.
Came up with all those nicknames, so that's...
Yeah, you,
know,
you are creative.
That's my creativity.
The Sultan of Swipes.
The Sultan of Swipes. Are you excited? You know the sex of the baby?
We're not finding out.
You're waiting.
We're surprising ourselves.
Let it pop out and we'll see yeah. whatever we get, we get.
You know
get.
What? Let him or her decide when they're five and they know what gender is because it's really just a construct.
I know. Well, that is something that like that joke specifically is like, is that making people angry now? Like, does someone hear that and they go,
well,
you
I mean, I'm totally kidding.
Like, I know I
mean,
you're kidding. Like, I know you're kidding. I'm saying, like, I laugh at that too, but I'm like, are people doing that? And if you said.
Probably. I don't know.
Or I don't know what's real and what's fake anymore. I go on Twitter and you hear a story and you're like, I guess everyone's angry today. And
yeah.
then you go, and like, I'm like now kind of thinking that I'm going to abide by the, if my mom doesn't know the story, it's not a story.
Oh,
That's
how
rule.
I decide if someone's famous. I'm like, good, if my mom yeah. knows who they are, then they're famous.
Yeah. yeah. Well, what is know who they are? If they go that blankety blank from the blankety blank, does that count as her knowing?
Yeah, she might know if I'm like, oh, the guy from Billions. She'd be like, oh, I love that show, you know. But like,
does that make them famous?
That would make them famous.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
because I know you're.
You know what I'm
if,
saying?
My mom like, wouldn't know people by name, but if I said. You
right.
know, the wacky guy from The Hangover. Oh, bearded wacky guy Hangover. And I go, yeah, Galifianakis
yeah,
is
yeah,
famous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like, I knew that, like, Paris Hilton was, like, more than just, like, gossip blog famous when my mom knew who she was.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, ugh, okay. You
now
know?
She's risen above.
And that was years ago. But you know what I mean? Like, that's an example.
I mean, we were watching right now, I had the Fyre Festival.
Yes.
Documentary.
Everybody's
on.
All a Twitter about the Fyre docs.
You know what? It's the perfect thing.
Yeah.
For today. It's rich, good looking people that you can feel better than for an hour and a half.
It's
for
Instagram,
fucking up.
It's everything.
It's got it all. You start to see, watching the documentary, I was just thinking, like, you see what's working and how we all kind of work now.
Yeah.
You know, just you watch this documentary, like, it started as this. We went on a photo shoot with 60 people, and that was the whole marketing campaign. And then everyone bought in the marketing campaign. Then we couldn't do it. And you're like, oh, this is kind of why I'm watching this now.
Did you know anybody? I knew somebody. The way I first heard about it was I knew a guy. There's a guy in LA who books a comedy show, a very good comedy show.
Okay.
He's not a comedian. He's a DJ and a promoter. Yeah. So very this.
Hold
right?
on. Let me roll my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me get done
those,
rolling my
get
eyes.
Get those whites back.
Yeah.
And then he was like, hey, friends, if you're headed out to Firefest, like, don't go. I'm hearing bad stories. We're stuck in the Bahamas. And he was the first person I heard about and was like, I was like, what the fuck is this? And then it blew up.
Yeah.
Because, like, that wasn't something I ever heard about when the tickets went on sale. I only heard about it when it imploded.
It's very, there are moments in life that I meet people that I'm like, I know these people.
Yeah.
You know, like, I watched the documentary, and they're all hateable looking to me. Everyone that they interview.
Everyone's got a punchable face.
Everyone. Even the guys are like, and you're like, I've met all these people at parties that are friends of my friends. You know, like, they have that look. Everyone looks like they're from the rich town in the Hunger Games.
Right.
Like, they'd be at a party with a weird
capital.
Champagne flute, being like, the mining town is such losers.
Right.
And I feel like I just have this, like, you know, this sixth sense of me of douchery. And I'm like, I know that they're all, the fact that they're doing these documentaries and they're like doing the interview, like, oh, and then we did this. And you're like, you were a part of this. You played along at some point. I know you got fucked on money at some point. And then they show, like, the woman who owned the restaurant in Exuma, and she's like, yeah, I gave her my say. And you're like, Kendall Jenner, fucking give her, slide her 50 grand.
Oh, this documentary isn't so fun anymore.
Yeah, it got a lot less fun.
I gotta watch him. I haven't seen him.
You gotta
watch.
I'm sitting here laughing at this guy with a fucking, you know, a pendant hanging from his, you know, his necklace, like the worst person ever, in seven rings. And then all of a sudden, Exuma restaurant lady, and you're like,
she like lost her whole livelihood over this.
She gave people. She had to pay people who worked for her to make the food. It's despicable, but we're happy to have you here, Kara.
Thank you.
Are you ready to do some emails?
Let's do it.
Go.
I want to help everybody.
We're gonna help everybody. Go follow Kara on Instagram at Kara Clank on Instagram. So funny, so great. You're all gonna love her. The album is undefeated. I always say this when someone comes on with an album. It's the perfect jelly to the peanut butter of the podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast is a more live, you know, it's a, you know, kind of an intimate experience. An album puts you in the room with them on the night they taped it.
Yeah.
So in your car and your workout, you could feel like you're there. You feel like you're sitting in a seat with without paying the tube drink minimum. So where'd you tape it?
I taped it at the UCB East here in New York City at my show that I've been running for 7 years.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. And that show's a blast. Where's it going? We just talked about this before.
The show is I run a show in New York called If You Build It, and it is Sunday nights. It's going to be moving to Subculture starting February 17th at 9 p.m. So if you're ever in New York, go to UCB at Subculture.
There we go. And those are, like, you know, I've said this before, but, like, those types of shows are, like, the fun, like, you look like you know more than you do shows.
Yeah.
Like, if you live in New York, you're doing the same thing every week. Those are a show where you're like, hey, I know about this thing. And then you show up and your friends go, wow, you...
How do you know about this?
How'd you know?
It is a cool show.
It's a good show.
I think we book it well. We get Jared Fried on once in a while. You know.
He is pretty mediocre. So go check it out. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Help for a new relationship. Keep trying or give up. This is the title.
Okay.
Did you have that moment with... I know your husband. Your husband's a fantastic comic.
But we broke
as
up
well.
After 1 year.
You did?
We broke up for 6 months.
And what made you break up?
A lot of things.
Because a lot of people write into this, and I get these emails a lot where it's like, hey, this is happening right now. And it's a lot of times from women where they're like, you know, women are are seemingly, the way I see it, just from my perspective, when they send these emails, it feels like they're buying stocks and holding them, and they're like, when do I sell off this fucking stock?
Right. How do I know when I'm wasting my time?
Exactly. Right. And men are kind of just like, I'm going to do the free samples for as long as possible, and then maybe I'll buy some ice cream.
Totally. Well, have you ever heard the whole thing that like a year is a lot of times where people get to like a fight or flight situation with the relationship? Like a year is where you're like, does this keep going?
Yeah.
Do we go into year two, or is this just like a 1 year relationship that you know, is done now?
We tried it. We did it. Not going to happen. Yeah. I get that.
So we were like right at a year. He really wanted to move in with me because I have a rent stabilized apartment on the Upper West Side, which is
always
such a
romantic,
such a New York problem,
right? New York,
right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, he wanted to move in with me because he wanted to live with me, but he also was like, can you imagine if we were both paying just this small rent together?
Yeah.
What we could do with comedy and stuff. And I was like, no, I mean, yeah, but I think we should move in when we're like ready to move in.
Yeah, there's a romantic part to this. There's like a reality part that doesn't live in the fanciful world of comedy.
Exactly. He was saying I love you to me. I wasn't saying it back yet because I wasn't sure that I felt that way. We were fighting a lot. So we broke up for 6 months. He dated a friend of mine in that time. Scandalous.
Okay. Well, I mean, for the listeners at home, that is something that like in the group of women, they go, well, goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, like, I you're together now, you're having a kid. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm saying it can work out.
It worked out. When I tell people my story, so many people say to me, oh, my husband and I broke up for like a year and got back together.
Really?
Like, so many people, like, when we got back together, it was like a totally different relationship. Like, he got so much shit in his life together. I felt differently. Like, it was really...
It was a good break.
We didn't speak during the break. It was like an animosity-filled break, but when we got back together, it was like way we were better for it.
So you break up, you're together a year, you have the breakup talk.
Yeah.
You don't talk.
No.
How do you get back together? How does it start again?
Alcohol, baby.
The great solution to all our problems.
We like ran into each other at like, you know, post Whiplash at like a bar, drunk, and kind of just like made out again. I kind of thought it was, or we hooked up again.
Was there an apology? Was there, hey, you know?
Well, he was like, I still love you, blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. And I was like, that was a drunk thing. That's never going to happen again. And then he called me a few days later and was like, do you want to go out or something? And I was like, oh, are we like doing this again? Yeah. I never in a million years thought we were going to get back together. I really didn't.
So do you want to go out? You get that call. Is it a date?
Yeah, it was kind of like he started to like arrange running into me. Like he knew where I was doing shows and stuff. And so we would like run into each other, end up hanging out after. And then pretty quickly within like a week or two, we were like, I guess we're trying this again.
Let's read this email. Cause I think that's an interesting perspective to hear. It's an interesting story to hear because a lot of people are like, when do I, you know, because to me, there's difference between fingers and feet.
Okay.
So explaining is what you're saying is feet. He made sure to run into you.
Yeah.
You went on he asked you out on a date. He went and met up. Uh-huh. A lot of people, when it's like, when the guy comes back in the life, they go, I just got an I miss you text from a guy I haven't seen in 6 months. And it's like, yeah, that was his fingers. That's a lot. That's
right.
An easy one to
say. Gotcha. Oh, so, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So the finger or feet thing is something people can remind themselves. Like, is this person...
There's a quality to the gestures.
Sure.
Are they?
I mean, showing up where you are...
Am I just hearting all your Instagram shit late night?
Just to be
or
like...
Or am I like...
Just to be on the side of good?
Yeah. Or am I like, let's get dinner, let's catch up.
Let's
like,
have a
blah,
real
blah, blah,
interaction.
Yeah.
Hello, J Train Classic Shelvin guest, Feather from Atlanta. I wanted y'all advice on a new relationship I've been in. I met a guy about a month ago. In the beginning, we got along great. Our first two dates went to a bar and talked for 5 hours each time.
Ooh.
We both work in healthcare, have similar interests, so the conversation is easy and enjoyable. We have hung out a few times since with various activities outdoors and in the bedroom and had a great time. He's in school further, training, and as of next week, we'll be very busy basically every day of the week for 4 months with 3 days of work, 3 days of school, and 1 day of studying. As recently graduated grad student, I understand the importance of school, and I've expressed that so I support him fully in what he's doing. I can tell he's nervous about not having time and is pulling away or at least beginning the process.
Huh.
He's already told me he's not a non-confrontational person and pulling away is how he ends things. I see long-term potential here and really enjoy spending time with him. Do you think I should keep trying and hold on to this or should I throw in the towel before I get attached? Thanks for doing everything you do. I keep J Train and you up playing all times and my friends and I tell my friends about it. What do we think?
This is a great question.
Yeah. Thoughtful. To the point. To the point, people.
I mean, my go-to is always like communication. My go-to is like talk to him about it. Yeah. I know like the guy perspective is probably like that can scare guys off or something. Because I'm like, this is only 4 months. You can get through 4 months. If he's like, I'm going to do my grad school in like Yugoslavia for 2 years. Okay, maybe that's like a different thing.
Good luck in the Yugo.
But like, I mean, my brother is... a doctor, and like he is long distance from his boyfriend, and like he there's times where it's like he's in his residency and doesn't get a day off for like 2 weeks, you know what I mean? Like, so people make it work, you know,
people
but I can see this guy, if he's pulling away, I don't know, what do you think? Do you think
people make it work when they want it to,
when they want,
know,
it
when
to
they
work.
Want it to work? I think if he's pulling away and you're like, he's just doing that to prepare me for him to go away, it's like, no, he should be like, it should be you guys are together because he's going away soon,
right?
You know, if he really wanted to make it work,
right?
The scare away thing, I don't believe in.
Yeah,
like I don't think guys are pigeons, you know, where it's like walk up to it slowly,
don't make eye contact
don't mention babies, you know, like I all of my friends are the types of guys people write in about, and they've all worked it out.
So like,
they've all ended up in the thing.
If this girl like came, if it was you and this girl came to you and was like, hey, I'm sort of sensing you starting to pull away. I feel like I'm willing to work through this 4 months thing and like give you your space to study, but also like stay in contact. Are you feeling like there's not really a potential for us down the road? Because I just want to say my, I mean, honestly,
I think that's a conversation that needs to happen.
Almost like the same letter that she wrote to you, I like want to hear her say to the guy.
Yeah. I think,
because maybe he's just being non-confrontational. But
I think at this point you have to say, you have to admit to the reality of the thing.
Yeah.
You can't just walk out into a snowstorm and go, it's snowing. You know, you see it out the window. Hey, let's put on jackets. Let's
in the forecast.
We got a 4 month thing going on here. So listen, buddy, do you want to continue what we're doing? But I need to have some sort of plan from your end.
Yeah.
Guys don't like having to be put on the hook.
Right.
But like, you know, my girlfriend's here. It was here when you got here.
Yeah.
We're talking and she's like, we should do something for Valentine's Day. And I was like, I have a work thing that night. And I'm like, let's pick another day to figure it out and we'll plan out a
thing. It's always better to do Valentine's Day on like the 13th or the 15th anyway.
Absolutely. And I don't, you know, and I agree. And then it's like, but then those days are busy. I'm flying out the next morning.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, how about the... And then she's like, and then I kind of like drifted away from the conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, it's not that I don't want to do it, but I just like, I don't know what we were going to do. We're going to do something. In my mind, I was like, we're going to do something. We'll figure it out. But I my mind wasn't on it then.
Right.
And then she's like, and then like 10 minutes later, she's like, so what's the, and I go, well, then I look back at my calendar. I was like, here's a date that like all day we can make it our day for Valentine's Day. And it's like, everybody can do that.
Everybody's
busy, but everyone has the time and the mental capacity to go, hey, I'm 4 days on, 4 days with a study day. I can do a dinner every week, or my free time can be
texting,
with you for
texting, FaceTime. I mean, there's ways
all there.
People keep relationships up in the military and shit. It's like,
yes.
It's like, do you want it? I think she needs to have a so moment with this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. So just the so.
Like, what's like, the plan?
And also, don't make it emotional. I know that's easier advice to give than to take, but like, it's not, you know, it's the circumstance. Everyone, the 9 out of 10 people you meet aren't the one, you know? So it's like, hey, this was nice. It could be just nice for now.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah.
No problem. You go do your med school thing. And then if it ends, there's two roads. You work it out. You make a plan. The other side of it is you don't work it out. Then you got to stop. Text like with you did when you went away from, you know, your now husband.
Yeah,
you guys had a break.
Yeah, no talking.
Make someone want to love you.
Yeah,
you know, like make them want to
absence
follow
makes
you
the
around.
Heart grow fonder.
Yeah, so if you keep texting with them and kind of half be happy over text with them, you're not gonna have the full. He's never gonna come back. He's just gonna know you as something he can latch on to during lonely moments.
Right.
Let him be alone. If he wants to go study, go fucking study. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I'll find something new. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Kara Clank at Kara Clank, the album.
All K's, no C's in there.
KaraKlenk On Instagram, also the album Undefeated. Coworker gets aggro with boyfriend at work. Before we get to this, that's a good... What does aggro mean?
Aggressive.
Oh. Am I just an idiot?
Aggro. Yeah.
We're sponsored, people.
Why are you being so aggro?
I'm so aggro about this. We're sponsored. I mean, this is a very aggro podcast. I yell at you the minute you come start listening.
I'm surprised you don't know the word. It's kind of on brand for you.
Yeah, I have the Archbishop of Aggro. Guys are terrible at taking care of their health. Whether it's a knee injury, bad back, or something worse, guys are usually more comfortable rubbing some dirt on it than seeing a doctor. I am guilty of that myself. Listen to my voice. My voice has been shit since midway through the fall when I was doing the Snapchat show. And, you know, every day I'm like, okay, I'll take a break. I won't talk for a minute. And then I'm like, time to make the donuts and make a podcast. So I'm that way. So I understand the idea of like, I'm young. It's going to be fine. The same is true for erectile dysfunction. Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it because no one wants to take the time and you say, well, next time I'll be better. Next time Johnny Penis is going to get hard for me. Right? Yeah. It's just a one-time thing.
Yeah.
It's but
a
I'm
one-off.
Yeah. No, it's not. This is, and thankfully, Roman created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for ED online. Roman is a one-stop shop where licensed U.S. physicians can diagnose ED and ship medication right to your door. So listen.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. It takes all the hustle and bustle of going to the doctor, going to the place, looking at the guy in the eye and going, my dick doesn't work. Get that out of your life. Deal with the nice cocoon of the internet and mail order stuff that comes to your door without packaging and all this. It doesn't say this guy can't get hard on the cover. It's just a regular package. No one knows. You can get and it's all FDA approved ED meds delivered to your door in discreet unmarked packaging. Right? Oh. It's not like a picture of a floppy penis. Because that would be funny.
Your Bona pills are here.
They're here. So this is discreet packaging. Guys, go online, get checked by a doctor. Erectile dysfunction is a problem that guys don't tackle, but with Roman, it's easy. So go take care of it. Here we go. For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com. That's GetRoman.com/JTrain. 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 GetRoman.com/JTrain for a free online visit. Go GetRoman.com/JTrain.
Let's get that boner back in business, baby.
Get that dick right.
Get those dicks hard 2019.
That's right. That's our that's our slogan here. No softies 2019. Hashtag no softies. Coworker got aggro. Okay, ready?
Yeah, what this? I love workplace dramas.
Yeah, it, always fun. Always juicy. she lives in the neighborhood. I have an issue with a coworker on my team that I was hoping you could shed some light on. I'm 27 and just started a job I love a couple months ago in the marketing department of a startup. Last week, the company had its annual Founders Day, an all-day event with presentations from each team, team-building exercises, food, drinks, that end, et cetera, that ended with a poker tournament to which we could bring a plus one. It was announced during the marketing presentation that we might be rebranding the company. And any employee who submits a new company name that we end up using will win $1,000.
Boom.
So my buddy owns bars.
Yeah.
And the bar, they used to do these naming things.
For like drinks and stuff?
Money.
Okay.
They would do the same.
But like, what would they be naming the bar?
They'd open a new bar and they'd be like, hey, we want to name the new bar. And my buddy named one of the bars. But then it would be like this whole thing of like, Did I send it? Became like a, listen, parallel thought.
Yeah.
Like if you're naming a bar, 20 people might come in with the same, fucking McClanahan's, whatever it is. You know, so during lunch, we were all joking about the names we would submit. One of the sales guys said he was just going to submit his full name, basically suggesting we just name the company after him. Fun. That's fun. I get it. He joked that he would submit it under my name as I'm on the marketing team, so his suggestion would get more consideration if people thought it came from me. A coworker on my team then said that everyone would think I had a thing for the sales guy, so I responded, in that case, he should submit it under his own name.
Okay.
This is a tense conversation.
This is okay.
Right? I'm listening.
I'm following.
To this. Do you? Let's all get on the same page. They're all joking around supposedly, and he says, "I want to name the company after me," which is a joke, right?
But then he's like, "I want to submit it under your name," and she's like, "No, then everyone will think I'm trying to fuck you."
Another coworker said that.
Yeah.
And then she goes, "Well, so you submit it under your name?"
Okay.
Now that you know when jokes get to the point where someone takes it seriously, now you got to keep going up and up and up.
Yeah.
And you're like, I could see where this is going. That evening, the poker tournament started, and I invited my serious boyfriend of a year to come along. We were sitting at the same table as my teammates from lunch, and he started being openly hostile towards my boyfriend out of nowhere. Well, he likes you. At first, he was just being cold, but then started making snide comments after anything my boyfriend said, saying his name in a super aggressive tone, and even said that everyone at the company thinks I have a thing for the sales guy with literally no context. What the fuck? Well, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I ignored all the other actions. But when he made the comment about the sales guy, I was quick to say, oh, the company name suggestion? I'm pretty sure you were the only one to think that, and laughed it off.
Okay. Right.
She tried to play ha 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 this whole thing
also
away.
Like not a typical flirt move, like we should name the company after you, Brian. Like yeah. I don't really feel like that's like a conclusion to jump to.
No.
But go on.
I was able to clear everything up with my boyfriend later on, but I'm at a total loss with the guy on my team. He's a year or two older than me, married, and has known that I'm in a relationship since my first day on the job. He even told me I should bring my boyfriend to the poker game. As I mentioned, I'm pretty new and wasn't aware we could bring dates until he mentioned it. While he's been nice and welcoming since I started, I've never gotten the vibe from him that he was into me. I don't think he would ever think I was into him. I find him pretentious and annoying. Or the sales guy, for that matter. We're friendly because I used to work closely with his sister in my last job, but that's about it. My boyfriend was nice and friendly to everyone and basically ignored the coworker's hostility, so he wasn't reacting to anything my boyfriend was doing. What's this guy's deal? Should I handle this moving forward? I was planning on just letting this go and keeping my distance the best I can. He's on my team, and I have to interact with him frequently. But I would love your thoughts on how to proceed. Thanks for your help and keep up the great work. Do you have any thoughts? It's a little confusing because there's three.
Yeah, there's three people.
There's four people involved. There's the boyfriend. There's her. There's the sales guy and the shitty guy.
Yeah.
Right?
So the sales guy didn't make any comments and is kind of just
he's a friend.
Yeah.
As the rebrand, one of the sales guys said he was going to submit his full name, and then he joked that it submitted under my name, the market team, so his suggestion would get more. Okay, a coworker on my team then said that everyone would think I had a thing for the sales guy. So this coworker,
so that shitty guy is a potster.
He's a potster.
Yeah,
shitty guy is developing a resume now.
And he's the one that's married.
Yes, shitty guy. There's shitty guy, sales guy, boyfriend, and her.
Yeah. So shitty guy though is married and. You said immediately,
yeah,
he likes you or something like
sure,
that.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
So that was your instinct right off the bat.
Well, you know, there's this thing, and it's kind of a married dude, married person thing.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you could speak to this.
Yeah.
Where it's like they have their consistent, no variable life. So they make everybody else's life.
They
this
try to throw
crazy
firecrackers in the fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This like, oh, well, you guys, you Tinder guys, you know, oh, you guys with your Tinder and your ass eating. Oh, you guys are all these crazy. Like everything becomes about sex to them because they think even without them wanting to fuck you, they just have painted you as this. Crazy wild person.
Because everyone
just
that's like outside
married.
Of marriage is like a craven horn dog who's like in a bacchanal every weekend.
Exactly. Have you been? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do know who you're talking about. Yeah, I'm not one of those married people.
No, I'm not saying you're.
But I know who you're talking about exactly. Like I don't know. I've been married so long. I don't know what you kids are doing on the apps.
Yeah, you guys are choking
each other. Yeah, like I got it. It's very like.
It's annoying.
It's very like you kids. Yeah, that's annoying.
There's these things that are like
I
adult.
I want more evidence that this guy might like her. I can't tell.
I think
tell
he likes
this.
The game.
Yeah,
of this.
He likes fucking around with her.
And
she's new. It's a little bit of a haze.
But there is adult. What you find out when you get into the working world, you go into an office or anything. There's adult immaturity.
Yeah.
Like kid immaturity is its own thing. Like then there's this like. Like the married guy who has to make everything about you fucking.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? The married guy that has to make, oh, you drunk, wild. And it's like, dude, you don't understand that things live in the gray. Like you don't fucking, there's no nuance in your life. You're just married and boring.
Yeah.
Or you're single and a fucking wild coke whore.
Yeah.
Like there's no in between.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I think that's this guy.
Yeah.
Because the hookup vibe, I don't know. She says in her email, she's like, he doesn't, you know, I would never hook up with him. I don't think he's into me. It might be he just likes getting attention from good-looking young people.
Right.
And this puts him in a position of talking about sex and it's not about him, being around good-looking young people.
He was openly hostile to her boyfriend?
Yeah, and that's what...
That's why I don't like...
Yeah, that's a kind of a different
that's
move.
Like a different... Yeah.
That's different than what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, at the beginning, it's like he's just fucking... You know,
annoying.
Being annoying, hazing you a little bit, being a little bit of like a grandpa, doing the you kids thing. But then he's like being shitty to your boyfriend. And when he's the one that told you to bring your boyfriend.
Yeah.
That feels.
And also you're at work. Yeah, this is where the plot thickens. I think, what should she do?
Look, I get the instinct to be like, I'm going to let this slide because it's just been one time. But I feel like very strongly that something like this is going to happen again. He's going to do something like this again. You work at a startup. You guys do tons of fucking events and stuff. Your boyfriend's going to be back sometime. He's probably going to do something else.
And he's probably bad with alcohol.
Yeah.
And he probably had some drinks in him. He had a good buzz on. And he's like, it's two lions with the lioness.
Yeah.
He just was like, I'm going to show this dude that I'm not, you know,
I'm the
bigger alpha in the room. And he tried to do that in front of you and in some weird way. The let it slide thing, like, I do understand. One, makes life easy. Second time, let it happen again. Let it happen again. And then you can go, hey, I built a case.
Right.
Last time he came, you acted like a jerk to my boyfriend after you...
Now it's starting to become a pattern.
Now you've done it again, and you speak soberly to him, and you go, if it happens again, I got to go talk to other people, but I'm letting you know I don't want this relationship... Like, this relationship being hurt at work.
He's on your team, so he's equal with her. He's not like a senior person that she would feel like this is like a... But you know, if it's like a senior person, then it's like, I don't know. Do you start to feel like that's going to affect your job, that you're complaining about like kind of a personal ish matter?
Like, well, this is kind of like that gray area of like, you know, I mean, we don't get into this stuff now, but like the whole idea of using power over women in the workplace.
Right.
And then when you speak up, that comes back to bite you. Like this is in that wheelhouse.
Right.
You know, like, is what you're saying, like, yeah, you don't want to hurt your job, but you also, I would strengthen numbers. So I would let this one, I would kind of back away from this, take it as a one-time thing. If it comes up again in any way,
right,
you go to him and you say, hey, it happened once, happened again. Is there something we need to talk about?
Right, right. Yeah, I agree with that.
Because then you're coming to him and being like, hey, if there's an issue, like I always think the best way to go at someone who's being shitty to you is kind of with the like, if I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, like what can we do to move past this?
Not like,
what's your problem?
Yeah. What's your problem gets him to go, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's, hey, there's a weirdness. Last time I brought my boyfriend, you acted a little aggressive towards him.
Yeah.
Other people said that to me. I always do that.
Yeah. Like, I'm not the only one.
And we all kind of talked about it. Now he's like, oh my God, everyone's watching me. I'm that guy. I'm the creepy asshole. And then you go, is there something we need to work out or should we bring in a mediator to talk this out with us? And I think that's your next step if and when.
Yeah.
But for now, let's call him annoying dick at these kids today guy. and let's...
Please write back if something happens again.
I hate to wait for something else to happen. I hate giving that advice.
Sure, but the thing is, to me, it's like it's not an ass grab. It's not like he fucking said something really gross to you, or he touched you, or he made you feel really like. Because then I'd be like, one different story. But this is like, it was like at kind of a work event, but that was sort of social. It was with somebody that's not in the company. That's your boyfriend. It's a weird space.
It doesn't have to be that he's aggressive towards your boyfriend. It doesn't have to be the same thing.
Right.
It can be just. If he says something like you having a thing for someone in the office again.
Right.
That's enough for me.
Yeah.
Because that's
uncomfortable. You met my boyfriend. Why do you keep making comments that I'm interested in other people at the office?
That's the second time you've done it, buddy.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Do we need to work through something? That's the way to go. Yeah.
Right.
But it just
And then
know
you're setting your own boundary. You're letting him know what you find funny and what you find like an okay work joke or whatever.
And it's... It might go back to him going, ah, fuck, I'm that old fucking asshole dude. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Kara Clank at Kara Clank on Instagram. Go follow, go support.
Help
Undefeated.
Me.
The album's coming. She's having a baby.
Guys,
help her.
I need this money for my bottles.
And listen, iTunes plays, all that stuff translates into.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think, do people know that? I don't know. Like, sometimes I'll get people that, like, will message me over Instagram asking for advice. And I do advice and stuff on Patreon, patreon.com/
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I'll just respond with, like if someone's at, and I'll respond with advice. And then I'll go, hey, if you need help in the future, this is where I do it.
Right.
And then I'll see that they'll be like, thanks a lot. And then they'll follow me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you didn't even follow me? You've just been passively looking at me. Like, I'm in your search bar. You won't give me the follow. That doesn't cost you any money right. at all. And you're taking money away from me by not doing it.
Yeah.
And I know no one translates all this internet shit to money.
Right. But it does add up. Yeah.
That's why people come on the show. It's like, they're like, okay, I can be promoted to the audience and get people to come to maybe a show at one point. You know, like, it all comes down. It sounds very trickle-down economy when I put it that way.
Reaganomics here on the J-Train Podcast.
We're sponsored, people. Speaking of dough, love this sponsor, Mapalim. Mapalim, from the shores of the Mediterranean. I met the Mapalim people last week. They are cool. They are hot-to-trot women killing it on the soap scene. But they look the brand, Shelby. Did you meet them?
I wish I did.
They came to a show. They were fun. They were cool. They came, laughed their asses off. They come to us from Israel. So they came from Israel to do like a New York trip, and they came to the show. But they are the brand. Like, they look good. They're put together, and that's kind of what they. You know when someone just looks like the place they work. Mapalim is that. It's the first direct-to-consumer male wellness and lifestyle brand, giving guys everywhere access to luxury grooming and lifestyle essentials such as hair care, skin care, and beard care. So when I talk about this company, that's right. I'm going to take a trip to the Mediterranean. Let the sun kiss your face. Let the sea salt air hit you in the face. When I talk about Mapalim, this music comes to mind. This isn't, you know, this isn't the type of soap that makes you look like a kindergartner, right?
No, it's not this, like, you know the brands.
You know the brands, the ones that you walk in, you go, oh, this guy. Oh, what did he, Uber here and his...
I'll tell you, you're not finding these in a high school locker room.
No. This ain't your...
Or a dorm room.
No, this isn't a guy who sprays it on and thinks, time to fuck.
You're leveling up.
No, this is a guy who sprays it on and says, time to make love.
Yeah.
I love Mapalim. It's the perfect...
Ladies love a put-together guy.
Well, also, Kara, when you walk into a bathroom and you see the right products...
Yeah.
And it's not like...
Irish Spring garbage.
Garbage and with Ecto Cooler fucking... packaging. This is nice taupes.
Ooh.
Earth colors on the packaging. You know what I'm talking about here with this stuff.
Yeah.
This is the perfect New Year's gift you can get your guy. An upscale version of himself. A way for him to upgrade his morning routine. Not only with healthy products for his skin and hair, but with chic packaging and amazing scent. All of this stuff works. If you're a guy listening, all of this stuff works into the lifestyle that you live. If you take care of your stuff, your hair with nice stuff, you're going to stand straighter. You're going to take care of yourself better as you walk around with people. So this is all, Mapalim is all about natural ingredients. They're based in and inspired by the Mediterranean. They handcraft their products with natural oils and nutrients that are sourced from the region's different coasts, Italy, France, Greece, Turkey, Spain. Those are high-end places.
Yeah.
That's somewhere you'd Instagram from.
It's erotic. That's where they live.
Erotic.
Those are no-filter locations.
No-filter location. Mediterranean locales have been using these ingredients for thousands of years, and it's now becoming a growing trend among guys who want to become more conscious about what they use on their hair and skin. So, I use the beard oil just all over me.
Oh.
I just dressed myself
oiled
in
up.
Oil.
I can tell.
I slipped off this couch when I sat down.
You do look a little bit like a baby seal.
Right? That's it. So listen. To get your grooming essentials at mapalim.com. That's MAAPILIM.com. MAAPILIM.com. Use promo code JTRAIN. 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 That's promo code JTRAIN for 10% off. Level up your grooming game. I like this one. Ooh. For a good time, call.
Ooh, that's a great subject line.
Love it. Love the podcast, and you're hilarious. Thank you. I dated this guy for about 6 months, but we just weren't the right match for each other. So we broke up last month. He texted me New Year's Day saying he missed me and wanted to try again. I told him I wasn't interested in trying again, but I had no issue being friends. The reason I'm writing this email is because I'm going to the Live You Up on Saturday, which is in Brooklyn where he lives. Do you think it's a totally bad idea for me to go over his place after the show? She puts in quotes, the sex was great. Also, what would be a normal way for me to bring that up? Because all I can think of is I was in the neighborhood, .. Your help would be much appreciated. P.S. You should bring Dan Soder on for another episode. Hey, he's booked. He'll be coming back.
Speaking of billions, speaking Dan Soder of billions,
billions
fame.
So what do you think? I like this email because it's very specific. The Live You Up is this Saturday night. It is sold out. It's
with Nikki Glaser. You up? No, you. What's you up? Sorry,
oh, you brought up a
what
story.
Oh shit! I'm what sorry. Subject. I'm sorry. Is
Kara,
that what's you
what
up?
What the fuck, man?
I'm sorry,
Kara. Don't.
I'm sorry. Okay, don't kick me off the podcast.
Name that shall not be said. No,
sorry.
You a podcast I do with Betches.
Oh, right, right.
So
I know that one.
I have two podcasts.
I know
which
that
is,
one. The Betches one.
So
yes.
I do a podcast with Betches.
Yeah.
Called the You Up Podcast and. Maybe some months later, someone decided to use
the same name
and never speak to me about it, or even apologize, or want to have a conversation.
Uh oh.
My phone's available. I got reception.
I'm getting texts. They're coming in.
I'll take any call. I'll go on any show, even if the show might make me think I'm on my own show. I was rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you.
Rooting.
How dare you?
How dare you? We were rooting for you, Kara.
I love a Tyra.
So
Tyra bomb.
So you're doing a live one in Brooklyn.
So okay, so
she's got this guy.
She wants to go fuck this guy.
Yes. Here's the thing, though. Don't say you want to fuck this guy and then fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Expectation. Like, I hear what she's saying. She's dated the guy 6 months, didn't work out. Okay, not the right match. He says New Year's Day, which is a day that people are feeling a little down their luck and reassessing.
But also, I don't know when this episode comes out, but it's also 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
It's not that long ago.
Yeah, no.
And then you're basically going to booty call him. It feels a little manipulative.
To him. Interesting. Because in my mind, I'm like, dude just fell into the fuck game. Like, he's like, this is great for him.
Right.
But if he's attached to her.
If he's thinking, I want to try again, and then she calls him after she said no.
It's so funny the way you thought of it was very different than me because, you know, if he, we started this podcast by saying you had broken up with your husband.
Yeah.
You get back together and he says, I'm thinking, I love you.
Yeah.
And then you go, he's just drunk.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, I'm showing up to places you are.
Right, right.
I'm going to make a date now a few weeks and we're like, we're boyfriend, girlfriend again. Like,
right.
To this guy could be in that boat where it's like,
right, where she said she's not interested, and then I get a call from her 3 weeks later that's like, hey, I'm in your neighborhood. Because she didn't even say, should I hit him up to get a drink? She said, should I go to his place?
Yeah, she wants to fuck.
She specifically wants to fuck.
And she said the sex was great.
Yeah.
So
she wants to fuck. So it's not like, oh, I'm open to being friends. Let's meet up for a friend cocktail. It's like, can I sit on your face for a few hours?
Yeah. Well, this is what, if you do this, it's twofold. Expect him to maybe... There's a chance, like chance of rain, chance of him, you know, saying we should try again.
Yeah.
Which is something you already said you don't want.
And are
want.
You prepared to say, no. I'm in this just for the dick?
Yeah. You have to be prepared for what, exactly. You have to be prepared for your own emotions and how you can deal with other people's emotions.
Yeah.
So anytime you go back to an ex, you have to say, okay, can I be so honest with them and then get my sex? So, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. If you do, hey, I'm in the neighborhood, that's fine. But don't, you know, don't be upset when he's like, you know, are we going to go out now? Like, he might have, but then you go, the way you play it, hey, I'm in the neighborhood, just saw a show near you, are you out?
Yeah.
He's going to write back, nothing, or, yeah, I'm out, what are you doing? We just got done the show, friends and I, we're going to go nearby to this bar.
Yeah. That sets up the friend narrative.
Yeah. Let him come to you.
Yeah.
If he comes to you, you drink at the bar, you have fun at that bar, and you say to him, and you make it pretty apparent that you're just looking to get off that night.
Yeah.
Hook up.
Yeah.
And if he says things like, what are we? If it gets into that conversation, you might need to back away.
Yeah, you might need to cut the parachute. Yeah.
But don't ruin your own standard. It's like you have to set yourself up for what you want and then live by that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, what they do, and I've been guilty of this, is like, I'll send the text like, hey, you know, you around? And then it's like, oh man, we have so much fun together. You say shit like that, and then it's like, what are we doing now?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's tricky.
It's tricky.
Tricky territory.
Even though it should be easy. It should be, I want to fuck you. We're not the match, but I do want to fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Even saying that would be fine.
Sure.
JTrain
Podcast. I'm down with that.
At gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I like this question. Too forward.
Never.
Dear JTrain, love your show. Love the advice and perspective you give regarding the dating world. I've recently been on dates with two guys over the last month or so. Had sex with both of them because that's my usual style. Good for you.
Good.
Live out loud. The next day, they revealed to me that they haven't slept with very many people, 1 to 3.
Both of them.
They. She makes it sound like they're like a team.
Yeah.
They. Just two dudes holding hands being like, we've decided.
The exit interview.
Yeah, right? The next day, they revealed to me that they haven't slept with very many people, 1 to 3. And were surprised with how forward I was. Was I being too slutty? Did I pressure them into sex by being forward? Just trying to figure out if I'm the bad person in this situation. She writes, best, my friends call me Blank Train, so love the J Train name. So what are we?
No. You're not being too slutty.
No.
Sorry. You're a fucking woman in 2019, 2018, yeah. Whenever this all went down. You happened to meet, for some reason, two matching inexperienced men.
Are talking to them about the same thing on the same day. I don't think there's such a thing. Too forward only exists if you're trying to get something out of it that's dishonest.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's like, I liked you. I want to fuck. We were safe.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They can go fuck themselves.
I see zero problem with what you did here.
No. Two guys over the last month or so, and we had sex on both of them. The one thing I would, you know, maybe I'm digging deeper. I'm making assumptions. The one thing I would stay away from is being so open that you're looking to get reactions out of people.
Yeah. Sure.
So if she called, you mentioned the two guys in tandem. This is the only reason I'm bringing up maybe this side of this story. You've done nothing wrong. You can be as forward as you want to be. Good for you. Get yours. I'm saying if you're dating two people at once and then you let the other one know, I guess I'll go out with my other guy and we'll fuck and see how that goes.
Yeah.
It's like, well, now you're trying to like get them to play off each other.
Right. And I mean, I guess these guys, are they like religious or have they just like gone from girlfriend to girlfriend? You know what I mean? Like maybe they've only fucked two people because they were in a 5-year and then a 4-year relationship or something like that. And in that case, what's drawing you to these guys that are less experienced? What's drawing you to these guys that are less promiscuous, I guess, than you? I hate the word promiscuous anyway. Like, I guess more open than you.
Yeah.
Maybe
she likes that position in the relationship.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't even mind that.
You like to be the experienced one, meaning?
I don't mind. Yeah. I don't care either way. If someone's more experienced than me, I'm like, this is great. I'll learn a fucking new adventure. you know, but I'm saying it's weird that both guys say to her, it got, you know, were thrown awry.
Yeah.
Because that...
They were surprised by your... It's like, welcome to the fucking future, man.
So I'm wondering what made them surprised.
Yeah.
Is it that you told them both about one another?
Or you told them your number or something and it's something high or whatever.
Which is fine. Yeah. But, you know, like, what conversation made these come back from two different people?
Yeah.
Because if they don't know each other, that's why we're like, this is weird.
Yeah.
If they do know of each other, then I would understand that it might not be about the being with someone else. It might be that they're a little bit miffed because they're like, why are you trying to make me
like jealous or whatever? Yeah.
So beware of that. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but beware.
But I don't think you've done anything wrong, girl.
Not at all.
Live your best life.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got time for one more?
We do.
Kara Clank, at Kara Clank on Instagram.
I love your sound effects.
They're the best. Shelby brought it. Social media absentee.
Ooh.
I like this question. Thank you for always posting premium content and all of your honest advice. I have been dating a guy for almost 3 years now. He is non-existent on Instagram and only has Facebook so that he can message with his buddies from college.
Okay.
This all seems normal-ish.
Yeah.
His profile pictures on Facebook is both of us, but since updating that over 2 years ago, he has never again posted about us or anything else. I feel like I am a normal girl in the same sense that I am not trying to gain a huge Instagram following and don't document every second of our lives on my stories, but sometimes I see cute posts where other guys are bragging on their girlfriends or saying that they love them, and I feel a stroke of jealousy.
Uh-huh.
Is this normal? Or am I comparing him too much when this is an otherwise happy relationship? I know he isn't hiding me since he's tagged in all of my pictures, but why does he never feel the need to post anything for himself? How would I even bring it up to my boyfriend that I would be nice if he would post about us every now and then, even when he never posts anything? What do you think?
I don't know, man.
Love this question.
This is a great question. Interesting. This is very interesting, but
of the times.
My sister is on Instagram and Facebook and never posts. She just uses it to
browse,
like talk and maybe message with people privately.
Sure.
And yeah, like she'll like a post or something, but yeah. She doesn't post. She just doesn't. There's just people that are just not into that.
I think it's always okay. Everything in the relationship is okay if it was what it is.
Yeah.
So like,
if he was active on social media and was like always posting about sports and shit or his friends and not you, that would be a different story.
Absolutely.
But like for you to ask him to go on and make a public display of your relationship, I think it kind of says something cool about him that he doesn't really feel like he needs to do that.
I agree. And if you're getting if it's an otherwise happy relationship, like this is one of those things like that don't touch.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not saying you can't bring it up. Be like, you can't say, like, I always use, you know, we do comedy stand-up.
Yeah.
We use comedy to, like, mask certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it were me, I'd be like, I'd fuck with them about it.
Yeah.
But even in this sense, it's, like, one of those things that it's, like, you have everything you need.
Yeah, he hasn't changed his profile picture in 2 years. Like, he's just not doing it.
That's not it for him, which is totally fine. And there is something nice about that. As people, as us, where we're sitting here with like...
We're chained to it.
We're chained to it. It's part of the work. It's part of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
It gets exhausting. I mean, I don't think you're wrong for feeling jealous. No one can tell you how to feel. I understand why you feel that way. It's just... Like, I will go in the bathroom and take a very long dump. Okay? To compare it to this.
Okay.
I bring my phone in. I'm having the day. I do it before shows too, just to clear my mind. It's the only place where I feel like I can just sit and not have to like talk or anything. And so I've, been dating this girl now. That has been my thing from minute one. Okay. There's no point where she could turn to me and go,
"You got to stop.
You got to stop bringing your phone in the bathroom. You're there for too long. What are you doing in there?" Because I've done it. This is what I do.
Yeah.
It's who I am. You know?
Yeah.
So This is who he is.
When you, I would say too, when you feel jealous that some guy like posted a picture of his girlfriend and was like, look at this hot girl that I get to call mine or whatever somebody's post is, you should take a second and like inventory like the nice things your boyfriend does for you that make you happy in this relationship so that you can like, you know, sort of like, squash that flame of jealousy a little bit with like the other good things that are going on. You're like, yeah, sure, he doesn't like Facebook about me, but like the other day he brought me like my favorite breakfast sandwich in bed when I was hungover or something. You know what I mean? Well, like
most of that, and that too is about living by your own standards.
Yeah.
You're, when you get jealous of the Facebook post, you're living by someone else's standards.
Yeah.
You're saying, well, we don't have a, but that's not what got you guys to where you are today.
Yeah.
So I think you'll be happy that at some point you're going to look at couples in your life that have this huge Instagram thing going on and they'll break up and you'll be happy for what you have.
Yeah.
Because that's something else you notice is that the most public people on these forums are usually the most unhappy.
Totally.
And they're usually the ones that all they talk about is, well, hi, that post of us, you know, guess who liked it? Guess who didn't like it?
Yeah, and when it, you start like, to see those divorces rolling in and you're like, but they look so happy on Instagram.
And it's like, that was quite a sepia tone they used. J-Train podcast.
Heavy filter.
Heavy filters. Figuratively and literally. Kara Clank, thank you for answering
the
email.
Thank you so much for having me. This
of
is
course,
so fun.
At Kara Clank on Instagram. Go follow, go support.
You can ask me questions about babies and marriage if you want.
Baby and marriage questions. Head to at Kara Clank. Let's do some news. We got time for news?
We do.
Let's do it. Do some news.
News.
Now, Kara, you said you're married.
I am.
Jared, you're not.
I am not. Hold on. Let me check. Nope, not married.
But I'm sure we've all had some relationship squabbles, some fights.
Fights every day. No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, fights.
Of course. That's, if you don't fight, I don't think you're doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one man in Russia was nearly murdered after his girlfriend stabbed him multiple times in a frantic knife attack.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
A total of 13 times. The woman, who has pleaded guilty in the accident, but says she was drunk at the time.
I was drunk!
And she did not...
Come on! You know I don't use knives in my every when I'm sober?
She did not intend to kill the boyfriend. She faces just 6 years in jail, but during the trial, the boyfriend popped the question and beg the
Come
judge
on.
Not to send her
wow.
to jail.
This is when you know
dramatic.
How difficult. This is one of those stories.
What a nightmare couple.
Nightmare. Can you imagine them?
This is like
at
the couple
party?
That comes over and you're like, fuck, they're going to be so obnoxious. They're going to fight. And then they're going to fuck
Make
in the
out
bathroom.
In the corner. Yeah. That, it's like, this is one of those things that you're like, you know, you shouldn't count the money in other people's wallets and you shouldn't question why two people make it work.
Yeah.
Because you never, that you unearth that thing, you're gonna go, I gotta put the blanket back over.
Yeah.
I don't wanna look at this anymore. These people deserve each other if he's willing to. Cause to me, I'm like, dude, you have the best, you know, go out story, you, like for not getting serious.
Right.
Hey, I can't
trust
people.
If you wanna cut bait, yeah, this is the time. But some people are so addicted to that volatility. Don't you think people are so addicted to that, like,
sure.
Oh, like, I love you so much, I got to kill you kind of.
They have to raise
shit.
The stakes. They not, liking each other isn't enough. They need to want to murder the person to to get hard with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's but it also shows you that, like, this stuff isn't easy.
Right.
You know, like, you know, look at someone who's been married 40 years, like, and you just see them next to each other, an old couple, and it's like, that old couple that you're so, your grandma and grandpa that have been married 50 years, they have had knockout, drag out arguments that have been, like, screaming matches. Like, and, you know, you see with, like, you know, I'm not apologizing for any domestic abusers. I'm not apologizing for this woman stabbing her husband. But, like, it is so emotional that people go outside of themselves, you know, when they're in relationships. You know, they say murder happens between, you know, people who are in love. And most murders are, like, people that knew each other at some time.
They call it a crime of passion lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she going to go to jail?
Well, maybe this worked because the trial has been postponed until a later date.
Oh.
While they go on their mini moon.
I guess, like, if he doesn't press charges, the state still presses charges when you physically assault
someone, I would assume
someone,
you don't
right?
want someone out in the streets.
Yeah.
That has stabbed someone
yeah,
six times.
Yeah, knife skills, right. Yeah,
laws
right.
may be different in Russia, the
yeah,
land
exactly.
of
Mother
the
Russia.
Dash cams.
That might, yeah, that might be something someone gives for Valentine's Day there.
Yeah, I mean, that's got shades of Lorena Bobbitt all
I mean,
over it. Remember, she, there's a doc coming out about her, too.
I think we're getting all the docs now.
Yeah.
Like, the doc, we're going to get every doc. Is gonna, once the OJ thing was good.
Yeah.
Now everyone's like, okay, we know where
Menendez.
We can go.
Menendez, we're getting them Chabonet. All. We're getting all the old 90s crimes.
They
back
had the Versace
game.
One.
Yeah.
So they're all coming down the pipe. Anything
maybe,
else?
Maybe the next doc, who's up?
Yeah, who's the
U up
saga. Do we have another story?
We do.
Let's hear it.
Maybe there'll be a doc on this next story.
Ooh.
We're fans of the diva Mariah Carey.
Hell
here.
Yeah.
Love Mariah Carey. The best Cribs episode of all time.
All time.
Of all time.
It is
I was
a good
on a,
one.
I was on the All Fantasy Everything podcast. You ever heard of that? It's like you.
What's
it's
that?
A fantasy draft podcast. Okay. But you draft stuff.
Okay.
So we drafted Celebrity Meltdowns, and I got I got the Mariah Cribs on mine.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
She was my first pick.
Speaking
who else did you have? Hold on.
I think I had a Kanye on yeah. there. Anne Heche's breakdown was pretty epic.
So fun. So who is Brittany must have been the number
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah. Brittany was one, too.
Yeah.
The umbrella, the shaved head. What's it was great.
Speaking of Mariah Carey and adjacent meltdowns, her former assistant is now suing her.
Yeah. Former assistants can really give you some
yeah.
gravy.
And her manager... She's hitting back because there's allegations that the assistant stole a lot of money when you know you give her the card, go do this and that,
right.
and maybe some other expenses get made.
Sure.
She's saying that Carey's former manager, Liana Azarian, would often yell things like, get that Armenian bitch, move your fat Armenian ass.
Oh, no.
And that she allegedly slapped her breasts and on multiple times pushed her to the ground and sat and peed on her.
What?
Come on. Well, wait a minute.
Wait, did you guys watch Mariah's World, the reality show about Mariah?
No.
I think this lady was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they obviously edited out the good parts. If I missed a pee, if I missed
the pee, hold
on.
How are those in the same sentence? How is she like, oh.
She slapped my tits and
she
then she
made fun
on me.
Of my Armenian heritage and she peed on me?
Yeah.
What? Peed on me? How do you even get in that position to be peed on by a woman?
That's
is
really.
Is the manager a man or a woman?
It's a woman. Her, I
you
think.
Can
manager.
Do a squat.
But you have to really set up for that. It's not like you could just like, you know, fucking shoot your Nerf gun across the room.
Yeah. I remember when I watched the reality show, she had a female manager, and the name Liana sounds,
yeah.
Leona or Liana sounds like a female name. So I think this is a woman, and that's crazy.
Because before we get to the peon part, I was thinking how funny it was that like now in these times that we live in now where everything is like, you know, you talk to someone living in New York with a full New Jersey accent. You'd
yeah.
be like, where are you? Where are you from? And they'll go, well, I was born in Czechoslovakia. Like they have to be
right.
They're not from, even though they were like, you know, they were conceived there.
Yeah.
You know, now they got, everyone has to be something so they can make themselves interesting.
Right. Right.
And they have to sound like
yeah,
they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
you know, come from.
Not from just like a New Jersey suburb, Bora Bora.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's funny that she's like, throws in the Armenian thing. She's like, and I've been dealing with racism. You know, like it does feel like she's got to up it. You got to add as much toppings onto
get
the
get your Armenian
allegation.
Ass is funny because it's like if someone said to me, like, get your Jewish ass over here, I'd be like, that's true.
Yeah.
It's not like get your lazy Armenian ass
exactly.
fat Armenian ass. It's like just your
well,
Armenian
she did
ass.
Say fat, right?
Oh, it was fat Armenian ass?
It was fat and
okay. So that's a weight shaming thing.
Back to the titty slapping.
Yeah,
she
okay.
would allegedly,
please. Yeah, forgot
allegedly
about that.
Ridicule her about her breasts and put iPhones, remote controls, and utensils under them. So got
were
some
they,
big naturals, possibly.
Yeah.
Now you've taken us in a whole new
so
direction.
We have some big naturals, possibly.
Yeah, we might have to go look this person up.
The job required her to meet constant demands, work around the clock, and she said she received $328,000 a year in compensation.
What?
It's a pretty well-paid assistant.
That's a really well-paid assistant. Yeah, you can piss on me.
Piss in me for that much.
Yeah. That,
you can slap my tits up and down.
As long as you're not dehydrated, I'll take that piss. Yeah.
For that amount of money?
What's her name?
This person's name, I don't believe that they included.
I want to see the natchies. This seems like a stressful workplace. I can't imagine that Mariah's just like, you know, an easy person to work for as an assistant.
No, I actually think $328,000 is a bare minimum for working for Mariah. Yeah, because she sounds like kind of a nightmare.
I got some things backwards. There's a lot of weird names. The assistant is Liana. The manager is Stella Bulachnikov.
Stella was in the show. I remember Stella in the show, I think. It was in the reality show.
And she's Liana.
She's like
what?
This, like, brassy, like,
Liana.
Mariah needs this. Get it done. Like, there was an assistant on the show who couldn't set up an Apple TV, and she just berated her. It was like, fucking figure it out.
So this,
like,
is, I mean, she has it on video.
Yeah.
That this is an abusive workplace.
Seasons.
Yeah.
Six seasons.
No, she has seasons of this documented abuse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the whole thing is, like, the problem for Mariah and is that any assistant, I would assume, you have to work this into the cost that you're going to be sued if it doesn't end well.
Right.
Because they're like, there's the money tree. Better shake the money tree while I still can.
Yeah.
So, you know, she'll settle out of court. She'll get another extra $100,000. She'll get her bonus on the way out.
Yeah. I mean, it's also funny because, like, this girl clearly, like, has an NDA about stuff Mariah did to her, so she can't talk about that. So she's like, the manager did some shit,
too. Yeah, she's going to go to the tree that she can reach.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Go follow, go support. Kara, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Such a blast. At Kara Clank on Instagram. Undefeated's the album. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. If you're going to be in Boston, February 28th through March 2nd, I'm at Laugh Boston. I'm also going to be February 15th in Miami. February 15th in Miami. So, and also Stamford, Connecticut. I think there's a few tickets left. All on my website, jaredfried.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.